There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains called What's on Your Mind. And we're glad you're listening. Whether that's on 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KLTC in Dickinson, North Dakota, 1460 on your radio dial, or KTGO in Tioga. By the way, today is the first day that I broadcast live on KFYR and KLTC. Of Energy Matters will also be broadcast, albeit taped late, on KTGO and AM 1100 Play. Energy Matters.
You guys are actually using tape on that?
I did date myself with that.
We always say tape delayed, or, yeah, you know.
We haven't seen a tape in a long time.
Or, you know, when a recording artist has a new album out, they have a new record out.
Yeah. And,
well, I mean, vinyl is kind of coming back, but man, most people aren't listening to it on vinyl.
Yeah.
But.
Exactly right.
What's a record?
What's a record?
Well, it's one of those round things that...
Manny, have you ever played one?
I have, yeah. I'm just...
Have you? Okay.
Manny's just being a wise guy, but...
Exactly right.
Hey, you laugh at that, but there's a broadcast museum in the Twin Cities, and people do come in there on a regular basis, and you talk to those guys. Plenty of times kids on field trips will look at turntables and go, what is that thing?
Yeah.
No kidding. No kidding.
The anyway. Pavic Broadcast Museum. I was trying to think of the name of it, but yeah.
What's it called again? Pavic? Yeah.
Yeah. So there's, I mean, trust me, there's plenty of people that look at a turntable and go, what does that thing do?
Today we are brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and that gives us an opportunity to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, and one thing that's on their mind is the EPA. And so Jason Bohr is going to join us in just a little bit to talk about the latest effort to stop what the EPA is proposing, in which they're really jamming it to North Dakota in a big way. So we're going to drill down a little bit on that today with Jason Bohr on the program for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, the good folks that are bringing ag home. Craig, who farms out at Cavalier, is going to talk with us a little bit about some harvesting challenges coming up here in just a moment. We have a couple of calls that have been wanting to weigh in on the presidential Republican nomination battle, which has been fascinating. What else do we have? I haven't even had a chance to talk about it, but, North Dakota number one again, the highest GDP growth in the nation, the highest average wage growth in the nation, the strongest economy in the country. It's good to be us. You know, that's a pretty amazing endeavor right there as well. We also on Facebook have quite a debate going about the billboard campaign that the North Dakota State Department of Emergency Services is launching, called the If You See Something, Say Something campaign. People are mocking this a little bit. So anyway, we may get to that before the end of the hour as well. We have a prize because we have the all-new Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, and this week we have free breakfast for two. The Dakota Farms Family Restaurants, your choice of locations, Mandan, Williston, Rugby, and Washburn, your choice, on us for the lucky number caller. And didn't go out last hour, so that means it will go out this hour, so we got that as well. So all that is coming up in the program. You're welcome to join us by picking up the phone at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Jason Bohr is the president and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council, joins us now on the program. He is a guest at the request of the North Dakota Farm Bureau today, talking certainly energy, but very important to the ag world as well. Jason, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. How do you see what you do representing the lignite industry in North Dakota intersecting with agriculture?
The agriculture industry benefits a couple ways. You know, a lot of what they do is energy intensive, and it's one of the cascading effects of higher energy prices that really reduces the ability of farmers to make a living in North Dakota. I go back to the example of what are you buying in the grocery store? Hopefully you're buying fresh farm products or other North Dakota products. Well, those products are going to get more expensive because utilities are going to be raising their rates. Grocery stores are going to have to pay for that somehow. And they're going to be looking to charge their suppliers more. That ultimately works its way back to the consumer. And that really doesn't even touch the first round of harm to farmers, which is personal increased utility bills from everything they do. And these guys use a lot of power.
I know that makes a lot of sense. And that's the one thing I think people forget. I mean, they sort of see this as a battle between an industry, coal, and a regulator, the EPA in this case. But forget they're the ones caught in the middle because really, even if you don't care so much about what your power bill is, which you should, the cost of everything you buy is impacted by it, right?
Right, right. The cost to produce those things is all going to go up. The cost to sell those things to grocery stores goes up. They got to make their money back somewhere. They're going to make it up on one hand from the consumer, and then on the other hand, they're going to try to get more or less money out of the seller of those goods, you know, less money out of the farmers.
The deal is worse than we thought it was going to be for North Dakota, according to a lot of the industry experts and analysis on it that I've seen. Why is that? What happened?
The EPA really made major changes to how they calculated North Dakota's contribution and what we should do. The first round was a lot better and more accurate, and it was imperfect. But what they did in the final rule is they lumped us in with all of the eastern states and really assumed that our lignite plants can make the same type of improvements as a really inefficient East Coast power plant that is burning Appalachian coal. So the EPA actually went from a slightly more accurate model to an inaccurate model as it pertains to North Dakota. That's one of the major changes, and it hurts North Dakota pretty badly.
And now there is quite an effort, a lot of discussion about a individual rather than a group, legal proceeding on behalf of North Dakota. What can you tell us about that?
That's one of the reasons why I think it's wise for North Dakota to at least evaluate a standalone legal strategy, because our number changed so drastically because of these changes in the way the rule was calculated. Some of the legal arguments that the other states are using, they don't apply to North Dakota as strongly as they apply to other states, but we've got these specific instances where the actions of the EPA took really harmed North Dakota, but didn't really harm very many other folks. And that example of expecting the same efficiency improvements to occur at a North Dakota plant as they're assuming are going to occur in a plant in Illinois, when the plant design is different, the coal is different, that's a specific harm to North Dakota that I think we're best suited to call out.
Has the authority of the Environmental Protection Agency been challenged effectively in court to date?
Not very often, no. The EPA, it was really created and it received a huge grant of congressional authority. And that's one reason why it's so hard to challenge the power of the EPA is because they did receive a pretty broad and sweeping mandate from Congress when they were created. But I think that the argument exists that they didn't receive the all-encompassing authority to make laws that Congress has. And yet that is what they're proposing with this new regulation. It is essentially, it includes a replacement of the cap and trade program that Congress itself considered and rejected. So this is clearly crossing the line between expanding an existing regulation and adapting an existing regulation to control a new emission. This crosses that line and just says we're going to whole cloth create a new regulation, a new law, bypassing Congress in the process.
Jason Bohr of the Lignite Energy Council is with us. We're talking about the new CO2 emission standards, part of the power plant rule that we've been anticipating for much time from the EPA and its impact on North Dakota. We'll talk more about it as we go. And we have more folks waiting to chime in on the Dakota Farms Family Restaurant. Well, it's actually the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. But we're going to be giving away Dakota Farms Family Restaurant gift certificate breakfast for two coming up. So I understand why they're waiting. I don't blame them. I'm a little fired up myself. So all that coming up on the program, we call What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. We're going to hold Jason through the break. A couple more questions there. If you have a question or comment for him, please get it in right now at 800-228-0550. Then we'll get to the callers that have been waiting, including Richard in Grand Forks and Gary in Fargo, David out in Barnes County, Bob up in Grafton as well, waiting to chime in on our previous discussion and find out what's on your mind. Meet some more of the good folks from First International Bank and Trust right here in Bismarck, North Dakota. That's right. They're in Bismarck now and about to move some dirt on a famous corridor, Divide State, in Bismarck right across from the Capitol, and put up a new facility that will rise out of the ground soon. So looking forward to finding out more about that, too, coming up on the program. We're also brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA. And by the way, their Bismarck location, right at kitty corner from us, right here on that corner of Divide and State as well. I'm going to fill up there before I head on out and grab a little lunch. The 4-for-4 deal all day, every day. Personal hot stuff, pizza, two cookies, and a soda. Four items, $4. Great deal.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting our cornfields with our oil fields. PetroServe USA, on the 4-for-4 deal, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, the two cookies, four items for $4 all day long. It's a great deal. And for NDSU Bison fans, there's no better deal than 25% off all NDSU clothing all month long. So come on in and get ready for the drive for five. There's great grab-and-go specials, too, like Barrel of Fun chips, 8-ounce bags, your choice of flavors, $1.79. Deli Express mini donuts, chocolate powder, or Crunch, 99 cents. Sour Punch Candy, 59 cents. Giant Sunflower Seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39. Firewood, $5.49 each or 2 for $10. And PetroServe USA Work Gloves, only $12.99 each. Propane, $10 for a fill or an exchange. Those deals and many more at the PetroServe USA location near you. From Mandan to Bemidji, from Wahpeton to Grafton, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Together with our 12-member board of farmer leaders and 5-member staff, we are 100% committed to delivering value to producers. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable. Considerable thought and due diligence goes into every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. We ask two questions in the boardroom. How will this investment bring value to you? And how will this investment create demand for our soybeans? If we cannot answer these questions with a high degree of confidence, we do not fund the program. We will continue working hard to ensure our soybean industry remains strong, viable, and well-positioned for the future.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Texter says, hey, have Donald fire the EPA when he becomes president. Jason emails that caller Luther was right on earlier. These people coming to America illegally, and most of the legal ones refuse to assimilate our culture but demand we assimilate to theirs. America needs to secure our borders and put a freeze on all immigration for at least 20 years. Stop letting people in here who want to turn America into the left-wing anti-liberty country they left. A lot of good feedback. We also have a road restriction for Montrail County I need to tell you about. Pretty hot that way, so no travel advised for overweight trucks on asphalt when that temp gets over 85, and lots of ground to cover. We're at First International Bank of Trust today. Going to chat with those folks in just a moment here as well, and more with Jason Bohr, the Lignite Energy Council, today on the program as well. But first, I got to tell you about Heedalls and how Heedalls has it. That's right. Say you have a 1968 Chevy Nova hot rod, and you need a thingamajigger for it, right? They've got it, and the best part is you come in and say, I need that thingamajigger, and they'd say, okay, come follow me. Hey, here you go, because chances are they've sold a few of those before. That's just how it works at Heedalls. I mean, every auto parts store has a computer and people standing behind it. You know, what you need is the experience of people that have, you know, found these things for many other customers, and they have thousands and thousands, like Travis Ketterling in Mandan, who, by the way, his first car was that 68 Chevy Nova, as a matter of fact. And he still has it, kind of his little project car. So that's pretty cool. And 454, how about that? So that thing will scream a little bit, too. So make sure you ask him about that, and I checked it out. He's a younger fella compared to, you know, the gray hairs like myself, but has a son that just turned 5, I think he told me not long ago, got married in 2006, and busy guy, and he loves building relationships with people. They do that regularly. His customers are like family for him at the Heedalls location in Mandan, where you'll find Travis Ketterling. And, of course, he, like so many other folks at Heedalls, been there long time and really love working with their customers. Heedalls has it. Not only the parts you need, but also great folks as well. And we're joined today by Brad Thompson on location at the First International Bank of Trust in Bismarck. Brad, how are you doing?
I'm doing just great.
And I understand that you are spending a lot of time out of the office these days meeting with folks, huh?
That's right. We're trying to get out in the community and meet as many people as we can, all types of businesses. Sole proprietorships on up to the corporations. We want to get out and meet them and let them know we're available to help them with anything they might.
So if you and I were having a conversation like that, what's the first thing you would bring up? What do you think is the most important thing folks know about First International Bank of Trust?
You know, that we've been in existence for a long time, since the year 1910. We're a strong bank. We may be new to Bismarck, but we are not new to North Dakota.
Yeah, absolutely. And you, being a Watford City native, are also not new to Bismarck, but down here for a while working at the Bank of North Dakota, I understand, huh?
Yeah, actually, to rewind a little bit, I worked for First International Bank out of the Watford City headquarters location, and from 1996 to 2000, had an opportunity to move to Bismarck and work for Bank of North Dakota, and then kept up a relationship with my past employers, which are now my current employers at First International Bank. And when word came out they were moving to Bismarck, of course, I jumped on the opportunity. I'm excited to be here and on the ground floor of something that's going to be pretty neat.
And what's your hometown? Is it Watford?
Actually, Keene.
Keene. Okay. Well, we don't want to, you know, rob Keene of one of its native sons, so we'll make sure we'll get it right.
Yeah, I got to get that shout out to my Keene folks.
Exactly. Brad, good talking to you. Good luck in all those conversations with folks.
Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate it very much. Brad Thompson, Senior Loan Officer here at First International Bank of Trust in, I almost said Watford City, but we're in Bismarck today, by golly. We've been to Watford City many times and the other locations as well, and really enjoy it a lot. Jason Bohr is with us from the Lignite Energy Council today on the program here for a couple more minutes, and we're going to get back to your calls on a number of the hot topics of the day. Here's the thing I think folks need to understand most. If the EPA got its way, and I understand there's lawsuits and a lot of work going to be undertaken to try and stop this. But if that is not successful, what happens? Will there be a lignite coal industry in North Dakota?
That certainly remains to be seen. The clean power plan as presented by the EPA would drastically change the way that North Dakota receives its energy, receives its electricity. And that would be thrown into doubt because the EPA's goal is to shut down coal power plants. And I think that's a different goal than they had in the proposed rule, which I think, flawed as it was, the goal was to reduce CO2 emissions by whatever method possible. And now the end result really has shifted toward shutting down coal plants, as its primary game, as its primary goal. So that's a big change from what it originally was intended to do, and it makes the impact on North Dakota that much worse. It expects that North Dakota is simply going to shut down its power plants, which makes electricity a lot more expensive for everybody else, but really makes it less reliable as well. You talked about turning the United States into a third world country. This is what it does to our electric grid. It makes our power more expensive and less reliable, just like it is in other parts of the world.
What can we do? How those of us that think highly of your industry and of the folks that make up this industry and like affordable, reliable energy, what should we do?
We've got a website at secureenergyfuture.com, which allows people to interact with their elected officials. And I think that's the first thing that people should be doing, is letting their elected officials know that they oppose the Clean Power Plan, that it is not in their best interests. We need to make sure that our elected officials understand that they have the support of the people. We have to give our elected officials the support they need. They are all on our side on this. They oppose this EPA rule as well. But they need to know that when they hear from the environmentalist industry, when they see the Sierra Club out there attacking them, our elected officials need to know that the people of North Dakota are going to have their back, and they're going to stand up. They will support our elected officials who are going to stand up to the EPA, and they're going to stand up to the environmentalist industry. So our elected officials just need to hear from us. They need to know that we support them, and that they need to know that we're going to hope that they do everything they can to oppose this costly power plant.
All right, we'll stay in touch on it, Jason. Thanks so much for the time. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
By the way, I'd also encourage folks, secureenergyfuture.org does a very good job of keeping you up to date on what's happening. So that's a great website, great resource. And there is a coalition for the Secure Energy Future, one of our fine sponsors on this program, that is doing yeoman's work that we appreciate. Their website, secureenergyfuture.org. Jason Board, the Lignite Energy Council, today on the program. Gary and Fargo, thanks for waiting. What's on your mind? Gary, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. I wanted to sound off a little bit on the Megyn Kelly in the debate in general. I think Megyn and the whole crew did a very good job. They did ask pointed questions, and they should have asked pointed questions to all the candidates. I thought that was excellent.
All right, so I'm wondering if there's going to be a but here, because so far you're going at odds with the majority of the callers who have sided with Trump rather than the questioners. I want you to finish that on the other side of the break. I'm sorry it's so close to the break here, but we'll continue on the other side of the break. Behind Gary and Fargo is Richard and Grant Forks. David out in Barnes County, Bob up in Grafton on What's On Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm in Senior James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Sprayers are going to get you in the field and keep you in the field when your neighbors are not. That's why my friends at High Plains Apache would love to have you come on by and say hi. Once you have one of those sprayers, and by the way, in addition to Apache sprayers, they have parts for pretty much any sprayer. They're going to take care of you. They have the ET Ag Center, which means 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, you name it, right there. And if by chance they don't have it, they'll have it to you in a day. I mean, really quick, at your doorstep. So it's great. They have the 2016s in now, and they are unbelievable. A lot of rave reviews about those. Some deep discounts on all the remaining 2015s and low-interest financing, too. Find them online at highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com, or right across from the Bonanza. If you want to go there for lunch today, come across the street, Eastside Court, and see the guys at High Plains Apache in Mandan. They're also in Frontier, exit 60, south of Fargo. All right, we're going to chat with some more of the folks from First International Bank and Trust, where we are broadcasting live in Bismarck today. The newest location of First International Bank and Trust is here and under construction, but up and operating now, 1533 North 12th Street. That's just off the corner of State and Divide in Bismarck. Been a lot of buzz about this project, so it's fun to talk about that and all the good work they're doing in the community. We also are going to go back to our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, and we have the Dakota Farms Family Restaurant gift certificate to give away before the end of the hour, and only a couple of segments to do it in. So before the break, we were chatting with Gary in Fargo. So, Gary, did you have a butt there, or are you just flat out thinking Fox did a fine job, Megyn Kelly did a fine job, and these candidates ought to expect tough questions?
I think Fox did a great job on the whole thing. I think the criticism of Megyn is totally unwarranted. After all, Donald Trump is running for president. He should take tough questions instead of being blaming on Megyn. I think that's ridiculous. And I heard someone say about Fox trying to take out Trump. That's ridiculous. They asked pointed questions to everybody. So I thought Megyn was fine. I don't care if she was sound a little angry. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Fox did a great job. They asked pointed questions. All these people that are focusing on Megyn and Fox, they're diverting from the real issue, which is Donald Trump. I believe Megyn did her research. I think I've heard Trump refer to women as pigs and things like that. So the guy that was questioning whether she was had that correct, I think, is all wet.
Appreciate the call.
Criticizing Megyn. Yep.
Appreciate the call. I mean, this goes to where we started the show, and a theory that came from callers yesterday that I asked the audience to say you agree or disagree with it. And the sentiment was, I think we like the fact that Donald Trump is, you know, angry, like we are, and frustrated about the direction of the country, like we are. And so because he's the one guy that's sort of speaking for us, we're going to look the other way on some of this stuff. That we're giving him a pass on stuff we wouldn't give anybody else a pass on. I think maybe even the comment was, you know, would you let Bill Clinton buy with this? Would you let Barack Obama buy with this? Would you not be outraged about, you know? So I asked, and you've answered. Richard Grand Forks, your take.
Yeah, good morning. How you doing, Scott?
I'm great. How are you doing?
A glorious morning in North Dakota. Glad I'm talking to the voice of the 97 flood.
Well, there's a memory for you. I appreciate that, Richard. Thank you very much.
To get to the point, this morning I was listening to a guy by the name of Michael Berry out of KTRH in Houston, Texas, and he was reporting that Roger Ailes from Fox News had called Donald Trump personally and told him that there was no war with Donald Trump and that he would have no problem going ahead in the future, a new day. And he interpreted this as close to an apology as you could get. And my question is, has anybody else heard this or your take on it?
Yeah, I've heard about it. And I think what's going on is this has become a Fox versus Donald Trump thing. Donald Trump's the leader really bad if you run a network. And that's what Roger Ailes does. So I think what he was trying to do is turn down the temperature. And it sounds like you know, Trump was okay with it. He was already on Fox and Friends this morning, and I think he's doing Hannity tonight. I think that was a mea culpa of sorts, and I'm not sure which way the mea culpa was going, but I think somebody decided, let's end this feud and get on with it, would be my guess.
Okay, thanks, Scott. That's all I had. Just checking in with you.
Well, I'm glad you called, Richard, and I hope you call again, okay?
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. I have a minute for Bob in Grafton, but it's one of my favorite places on the planet, so we got to give Grafton a little say here today. Go ahead, Bob. What's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm thoroughly disgusted with Fox News. I don't know what debate that gentleman saw, the other gentleman saw, but wasn't the debate I watched. You know, I agree with Mark Levin's assessment of that debate 100%. It seemed like it was more about Fox and their ratings than anything else. I'd love to know who wrote that question for Megan to answer, because a couple things. Megan forgot to disclose that Donald didn't make those comments about women in general. That was a direct response to an episode of The View where those liberal gals on there were slandering him, mocking him, and attacking him. And the comment about the young gal on his TV show about how that must have been a pretty picture, her on her knees, they went way back to episode 6, season 6, to dig that up.
All right, but Bob, I hear you, but you don't think that you know that's going to come up in a debate with Hillary Clinton? You don't think that they're going to do that more? So he's going to get asked the question. I mean, is that an unfair question?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I agree. He's going to be asked that. But like Mark Levin agrees, too, let the Democrats ask those questions. Let the liberals ask those questions.
Yeah.
Why do we have to imitate them? And the question about his bankruptcy and that lady about the comment that he made on his episode 6, that lady came forward with a public statement about Donald. She had nothing but praise for him. So that was clearly just an attack on Donald.
I will say this, Bob. I think there's a little bit of Fox wanting to look like they're not, you know, conservative in nature. They you know, we don't want to give MSNBC any fodder by, you know, I think there's a little bit of that going on. No question about it. Appreciate the call. Others welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today. And we do have that prize to give away before the end of the program. Stay tuned. We're going to do that coming up. Back with us from First International Bank and Trust in Bismarck today is David Mason, who's the president here, and Dean Theory, who's the mortgage loan officer as well. Gentlemen, nice to have you. How are you?
Doing good.
Doing well.
Fantastic. So this is kind of fun, right? Building something.
It is. It's real exciting, and we get to sit and watch it right next door out of our temporary location. We get to watch the new building going up right in front of us. So.
Is this going to be your temporary location until the new one's built?
Correct, yes. The 1533 North 12th Street is our temporary location. We're renovating the lower floor is completed. That's where we're at right now, and then we'll be in the upper floor as well. We plan to be in there early September and operating out of basically the entire building while we watch the other building go up.
What kind of a time frame do you have on the project that everyone's buzzing about on the corner of Divide and State? When will you cut the ribbon on that? Hard to say yet?
It's hard to say yet. We're still, you know, we have plans on what we would like to see and what kind of investment we'd like to make into the community. And, you know, there's a lot of logistics that go on in those kind of decisions. I mean, we're not building a small building. It'll be substantial and demonstrate our investment in the community. And so those things take a lot of planning and a lot of coordination. And so at this time, it's hard to say how soon we get to start putting shovels in the ground. But we're excited about it.
Yeah, no, understandably. I think a lot of people are, just to know that a landmark project, you know, across from the Capitol is happening. Dean, tell us about yourself. How long have you been in the mortgage game?
I've been in the mortgage game for 20-plus years here in Bismarck. I've done secondary market financing, first-time home buyer, rural development, VA, FHA. For 20-plus years. Very excited for this opportunity at First International State Bank, and you know, it's only day two, but things are going very, very well. So just very excited for the opportunity.
When your phone rings now, what are the question here from folks right now? What do they want to know?
What are the interest rates?
Yeah, right? Yeah. They've just come down a little bit again, haven't they?
They have just a touch, yep. Yep, they're down just a little bit under 4 again on a 30-year fixed mortgage.
It really is amazing when you think about it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And of course, this market booming. So lots of folks looking for mortgages.
Absolutely. Right. Yep, booming market.
What advantage do you see that First International Bank and Trust has over its competitors? What do you think?
Here at First International State Bank, I mean, Bank and Trust, they have been, you know, in this business for 100-plus years. So, that, you know, we offer all the programs that are out there. We have all the backroom staff that's needed to help make everything happen the way it needs to happen and the expertise to make sure to get it done right.
Interesting.
You know, one thing we found that a lot of people in Bismarck didn't know, we've got locations and whatnot in Arizona. We've been there for 20 years. And so we found a lot of customers have come in and said, hey, I didn't know you're there. We go down there in the wintertime. And so that's been a unique fit for us to be able to provide that service here in Bismarck.
There's another place folks might need a mortgage.
Yeah.
Right?
It happens.
Yeah. Those snowbirds. Yeah, that's great. Dave, anything else you want to tell our listeners?
You know, we're just excited to be here in Bismarck. We've appreciated the warm welcome from everybody. Come on down and see us because we're sure looking forward to meeting more folks around town.
And from your perspective, Dean, on the mortgage side, anything you want folks to know?
You know, just if you have any mortgage questions as far as purchasing or refinancing, you know, I'm going to get my phone number here, my direct line, 751-8507. I can get us started in the right direction and make sure this thing happens for you with whatever you need to get done.
And people, they want to know it's going to get done, and they want speed generally, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep, done correctly and done efficiently.
So tell us that number again, Dee.
751-8507.
All right, good to talk to you guys. Thanks a bunch. And, Dave, thanks for having us.
Hey, thank you.
And if you're looking for a career opportunity with a great organization, a wonderful family, the Stenzums for 100-plus years have run just an incredible operation here in First International Bank and Trust. Stick around because Mickey's going to tell us about some of the opportunities they have here coming up here in a little bit as well before we're done on What's on Your Mind. David in Barnes County has Donald Trump on his mind. So tell me, David, what about Donald Trump? Good, bad, indifferent? You tell me.
Well, let me give you a little of my background first. I'm old enough to be your daddy, which means I've lived through a lot more history than you have. I have a pretty adequate IQ. Excuse me. I've been a farmhand, a school teacher in South Dakota, a cop in Minnesota, a few other things I worked at, and I spent 22 years as a newspaper reporter. So I do have a fairly extensive background in politics and some really good teachers. Donald Trump has got his own game going, and I don't know whether he really wants to be president, whether he just wants to get things riled up and maybe kick the butts of some Republicans and get them on the ball.
That's a great question. That's a great question, Dave. I'd like to know the answer to that, too. It'd make me a lot more, you know, in other words, I like what he's brought to the table, but I have a hunch, a little tap on the shoulder, that this is more about Donald Trump than it is about fixing the country. Do you?
You broke up a little bit. What was that again?
I just have a hunch it's more about Donald Trump and his brand than it is about fixing the country or being president.
I don't think so. I think it really has been.
Lost our line with you there, Dave, but I think you want an answer to the question. I do, too. Sounds like you're maybe answering it. Your hunch is a little different than mine, and that's okay, too. Last chance to win. Call 855-200-1776, extension 1. More coming up.
Listen, call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting our cornfields with our oil fields. PetroServe USA, on the 4-for-4 deal, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, the two cookies, four items for $4 all day long. It's a great deal. And for NDSU Bison fans, there's no better deal than 25% off all NDSU clothing all month long. So come on in and get ready for the drive for five. There's great grab-and-go specials, too, like Barrel of Fun chips, 8-ounce bags, your choice of flavors, $1.79. Deli Express mini donuts, chocolate powder, or crunch. Punch, 99 cents. Sour Punch Candy, 59 cents. Giant Sunflower Seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39. Firewood, $5.49 each or 2 for $10. And Petroserve USA Work Gloves, only $12.99 each. Propane, $10 for a fill or an exchange. Those deals and many more at the Petroserve USA location near you. From Mandan to Bemidji, from Wahpeton to Grafton, Petroserve USA, helping America fuel better.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mottohay Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're Ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
What is on the minds of farmers and ranchers? We're brought to you on Tuesdays by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Craig Farms by Cavalier says he wants to talk a little bit about the challenges that he is facing during the harvesting season this coming year.
Harvest is always a busy time on our farm, obviously. August signals the start of small grain harvest. We've been pretty good with rain so far this year. You know, a little bit of rain in August really helps the bean crop usually, but at the same time, you don't want too much because then it affects small grain harvest. So there's a happy medium there that a guy always wants to flirt with. We haven't started combining wheat yet. We're busy getting equipment ready, whether that's the combines, trucks, or grain bins and augers. Along with that, we also raise cattle, so at the same time we're hauling and stacking the second cutting of alfalfa, and we're pulling bulls out of the pasture because the breeding season is over with too, so there's a lot to contend with, but it's a great time of year because there's a lot of variety, and it's fun to see the crop start to come off.
Fantastic. Love hearing about it, Craig. Thank you. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. 10 before the top of the hour. What a fun day we've had at First International Bank and Trust in Bismarck today. And want to thank all of our fine sponsors for making our broadcast possible. That includes our good friends at MyPillow. By the way, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Great deals going on all month long for their big anniversary. So check that out. But you get the 2-for-1 pillow when you tell them Scott and Todd sent you to MyPillow.com. So that's another great way to go. I have the number here for you, too. In addition to the website, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Nikki is here. Nikki Creston is the recruiter for First International Bank and Trust. I think that's the politically correct term would be human resources, right? little HR, a little recruiting. Yes. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Fantastic. What do you want to say to people that might be looking for a career with a wonderful family-owned organization?
Awesome. So I would first say that it's a great place to work. I have been employed for a little over a year and just made the move to Bismarck, which is really exciting. Right now we have 16 employees that are eager for other coworkers. We have a couple opportunities, specifically in IT, as well as personal bankers. We have a couple part-time positions that are available right now. So I have the website that, if anybody's interested, can go to. It's firstintlbank.com/careers. So we have all of our postings company-wide there, but that's also where you'll find our Bismarck positions.
All right, so right now you're hiring.
We are. And it's really exciting. Right now we're starting with our temporary location and kind of the positions that are the producer positions and the supportive positions. And then once we're in our permanent location, sky's the limit. We'll have corporate. We're expanding our trust and insurance departments, our investment departments. It's really exciting. Mortgage, really exciting.
And specific need you said for IT. Are IT folks hard to find right now?
Not necessarily. Yes and no, I would say. It's a specific skill set for the different systems and things that we use. But we kind of like to grow our own, and so we're really just looking for good culture fits for our company, and then we can train you on the rest of it.
Sounds good. So if somebody says, hey, one of those spots sounds good to me, I'm looking for a change, they call you up, what kind of process do they go through?
Usually it's a phone screen with me, which are really fun. I promise they are.
Yeah.
And then
phone screen with Nikki.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah, you just talk with me for a couple minutes. I get to know you a little bit. And then after that, it's up to the hiring managers doing face-to-face interviews. Pretty seamless process.
Sounds great. All right. So tell us that website again one more time.
It is firstintlbank.com/careers.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you very much for having me, Scott.
Nikki Creston is recruiting for First International Bank and Trust right here in Bismarck. Some positions open in their newest location. So good to hear about that as well. Say it isn't so, Todd. The Pat Benatar concert has been canceled in Bismarck. Why? Did she get a little bug in her throat, or is it none of the
Actually, it has to do with Spider's injury to his eye. He had the emergency surgery over the weekend, doing well, but he can't travel, so... rather than putting on, you know, just like a half a show or whatever, they're having to cancel everything August 11th through the 16th. So, Thursday's concert, Bismarck, and the concert coming up in, Fargo-Moorhead as well, those are canceled. So, sorry to say that.
Brent texts, hey, conservatives are either scared or too busy to speak out against the media and the left. They're tired of being belittled for their beliefs. Trump doesn't kowtow to the media. This is one big reason Trump is leading. Sorry I couldn't call. Well, no problem. That's why the text is there. And a lot of calls that we've not gotten to off the air. Todd, want to roll one of those?
Yeah, this is a comment about one of your previous callers said something that Trump said he would run third party if the establishment, if the Republican Party does not treat him fairly. You look at it, what has happened the last couple of elections, primaries, okay? We've got McCain, we got Romney. Candidates that the Conservative Party could not get behind. So I take it as if there is, that was a warning to the establishment, that if you don't treat him fairly, if you don't go the way the American people want to go. If you fight against the American people, if the establishment fights against the base, he is going to run third party and give the base what they want. You know, it was a warning to establishment that you let this entire process play out fairly. You let the people decide instead of picking the candidate yourselves. Thanks. Bye.
No, that's a good point. A good point. In fact, that caller is the lucky caller, by the way, the number-wise. So, we will give him a ring and let him know that by calling the Cloverdale Big the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. He's won a Dakota Farms Family Restaurant gift certificate for breakfast for two on us. But he makes a very good point besides the point, and that is, I think that, you know, in other words, if Trump doesn't raise his hand, this issue goes away. No leverage. And I think you're right. I think the establishment needs to learn a lesson, and they have to a certain extent with Trump. So I think you're exactly right. Great call. Tomorrow, Talk Radio Town Hall, but no Congressman Kramer, just you. We'll explain tomorrow. Join us on What's on Your Mind. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliates. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids and increasing per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of a herbicide and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.